Let's get ready to rumble. In this corner, coming in at 65 pounds, we have team
65 pounds. 4'10".
We have team nerd, and on this side, weighing in at 6,557 pounds
of muscle.
I thought he was gonna say grams. I was hoping he said grams just to be funny, dude.
We have team Chandler. Woo! All right, I want a big, dirty fight full of pettiness.
Okay. Hey, everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi.
And Tino at constantly_Tino on Instagram.
And Mad Bio Reptiles, and also now as the Wild Floridians on YouTube.
Alrighty, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as Modern Reptile. And if you're watching and want to listen, we're on pretty much every single streaming platform.
That matters.
Chuck.
All right. Are you ready for this story?
Let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it.
I'm not going to say exactly the end because you guys know the end.
Right. Yes.
It will be interesting for you guys because I haven't told you guys how all it all led to it. Okay. You guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, so sit down, get some popcorn. It's story time, motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so we've been planning to go down to South Florida and Herp for a few weeks now. Two weeks, right?
Yeah.
So the day came. And let's just say I can't talk too much about it, but I got to, I saw a really cool animal. I got to hatch out something really, really cool. So my day started at a peak, right? I was like, oof, today is going to be crazy. So I get with my friends, there's five of us in a car. I was in the back, going down. So from Orlando, Central Florida to, South Florida, right? We're driving. It's about 4 hours on our way down. I'm not driving. I'm in the middle. My friend's driving. On our way down, you know, having fun, talking shit, all these things. We finally get to the boonies. It's just woods. We're driving, and out of nowhere, we see something on the side of the road. And when we look, he's, like, approaching the car, kind of. And when we look, it's a dog. A tan-colored dog. And my friend, female friend that's in the car starts going, oh my god, we need to stop, we need to take him with us, blah blah blah, all these things. And we're like, yo, it's five of us in this car, we can't take this thing with us, like we really can't, like it's impossible. We're going to South Florida, like if we catch a snake or something, like we can't, we just can't. 2 miles down, we're driving, we look on the side of the road, there are two black dogs on one side and a little bit ahead of it another tan dog. Right. And then my friend goes again, oh my god, more dogs. I feel so bad for them. I was like, yo, it's probably some rancher's dogs or some shit. Like, who the fuck knows? So we get to South Florida. Within less than an hour, we find a mud snake, one of my favorite snakes. Bro, we found Burmese pythons. Like, we find all the snakes we needed to find down there. We fucking got them. Right? We're so tired, dude. Like, we went out there. We got there, like, at 9 p.m. We were started driving back, like, at 4 a.m. Driving back from South Florida.
No sleep.
No sleep. No. I slept. So once I started, once we started driving back, I slept for 30 minutes. Right? Okay. Everybody knows in my group, I could sleep 30 minutes. I wake up. I got 8 hours on me. Let's get it.
Yeah.
And I could do that multiple times.
Yeah.
So everybody lets me sleep. My friend's driving. My friends in the back are sleeping. The guy in the front sleeping. The guy driving starts getting sleepy. And he kind of goes off road a little bit. And once that happens, we know
we
gotta switch. So I literally, I'm sleeping, but I hear him. All right, I need somebody to take over. I open my eyes and I'm like, I'm in. Let's go. And they're laughing because I always do the same thing. We switch, we pull off. I get in the car. Mind you, I just came, like, I just woke up. I found my favorite snake. Once I found that snake, I'm yelling, bro. Like, adrenaline rushing. Like, we passed the snake. We get out the car. I ran to that snake. Came to the car, right? Found some other shit. Like, I'm at a high.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling great. I go to sleep. That's relaxation. So I went from climax to relaxation, right? I'm down here again.
Yeah.
Some post-nut clarity.
I literally, dude, literally, you got it right there. So we switch. I'm driving. Everybody falls asleep. There's no music, nothing. Just the sound of the tires, and just me driving. It's all I have, just me in my head, like, wow. I've had such a great fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen so many cool animals. Such a great fucking day with my friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, it starts getting foggy. You know, it's humid as fuck down there. Mm-hmm. So I can't see very much. It starts getting better, whatever. And I'm driving. It's super foggy and out of nowhere. I see something in the middle of the road and it won't fucking move. So I stop. Like, I just go, skirt! I stopped this far from the three dogs. Mm-hmm. They were laying down in front of the, like, in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally stopped. The same ones. The same three. The first three.
Yeah.
I stopped right in front of them. And I almost hit them. Everybody wakes up. And I'm, like, yelling. And, bro, the pup, there was a puppy. Like, one of the darker dogs was a puppy. Mm. He stands up and freezes. And literally, I stopped right in front of it. And I'm, like, hyperventilating. Like, oh, my God. I almost killed this shit. Yeah. Like, I'm freaking the fuck out. It won't move. So, I beep. And they move the fuck out the way. We're breathing. We're like, holy fuck, we almost killed these puppies. Like, my friend that wanted to pick them up, of course, he's like heartbroken already. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, like, I that was scary. Let me chill the fuck out. And I remember, 3 here, 2 miles after, that's the other dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, that motherfucker's going to be on the road.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, looking for this piece of shit, right? I'm driving, driving, driving. I'm about to cry right now. Just driving, 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 dude. Everybody just goes back to sleep. I see my friend there just... like this. I look and he's like this, dude, just falling asleep. And I'm like, all right, cool, it's me again. And I see this motherfucker, dog. Yeah. I see the motherfucking dog. He's not on the road. He's like right on the side, just standing up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this motherfucker. Because the first time we passed, he was on the same side, but he like approached. So we're like, I'm like, oh, he might approach the car. Mm. Let me like
slow down.
I didn't slow down exactly, like, but I was paying attention to him. And then as I start, I'm driving, the dog keeps getting larger. And larger. Mm. And larger. And my brain can't process what the fuck is happening, dude. And once he's on my left, and once he gets like, bro, not far at all, it's a Florida Panther. Just standing on the side of the fucking road. Mm. Just no reaction, just looking at me. And bro, I freaked out. Like, I literally, like, I didn't know what the fuck to do with myself. So I hit the brakes and I start yelling, Panther, Panther, Panther. My friends wake up and they're just looking everywhere. There's some funny shit that happens too. I feel really bad about this, but it is what it is. I press the brakes. So the girl that's in the back, when she slings out, she stands up, looks out the window. The Panther's looking straight inside, dude. Straight inside the car. So she sees it. My other friend puts out the flashlight. Like, the car already passed it. It's still, like, I was going, like, 60.
Yeah.
So, the car's still trying to stop. And the Panther's just looking back at us. Mm. Like, just chilling, dude. And then, my friend that was next to me didn't get to see it at all. Because, and then, like, in my brain, it's like, what do I do? Like, the car's stopping. Do I flip this shit? It's not my car.
Yeah.
Do I, like, if I turn around too fast, would it scare it? Are we getting out the car and like just flashing it in half 2 seconds of it running away? Like, my brain just, I just froze in place, dude. I literally just froze in place. Now, in the process of all this, there's one more guy. So, two in the front, two in the back, and then one of my friends stayed in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And he could have seen it because he's all the way in the back. He could have just looked out. But he when he woke up and he went to look outside, my friend went to pass him a flashlight. And the flashlight was on, and he flashed his face.
Aww.
So he didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
He is pissed. Oh, like, he didn't want to talk to me at all because I didn't turn the car around and shit.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
Bro, like, I literally tears just like, I froze. Like, I feel bad because I froze.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do. Like, but
that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Bro, I literally thought it was the other dog. Because there's 3 dogs and 1 dog after.
Yeah.
Dude, and it was 10, like you said.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, it was like perfect. It was perfect fucking timing, exactly where the fuck it was.
All 10 people look the same.
Oh, this shit was different. This shit was different. He was huge. Like, we have one at my job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This shit was huge, bro. Nice. Like, not tall, but like wide. His head was. Bro,
he probably ate the 10 dog.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, yo, you think he ate the dog?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It's and like free meal right here.
And literally, like, I literally, like, finally pulled the car around and they got mad at me because I made a lot of noise in the process.
Yeah.
I was scared, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, it wasn't there. The dog would have came right into us.
Fuck, dude, man.
That's crazy, dude.
That is insane.
Bro, there's like less than 200 of them shits in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, the odds for that shit are very fucking low. There's people that work with these shits, looking for these shits. And they don't get to see him for over years.
Yeah.
Like,
did you report to FWC?
Nah.
Yeah, I find
they got to report to me.
So you were telling me this right in between the door, right? You were telling me parts of the story.
Yeah,
and I found it funny because you were telling me, "Yo, it was all these cool animals, all my favorite animals." And as you're telling me the story, it's Tina walking by with the ball python, Eric walking by with a corn snake. I'm like, "Yo, he's telling me this awesome story." It's like corn snake, ball python.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
That's great.
Dude,
that's
cool, dude. Like,
awesome.
I literally can die.
That was your lifer too, right? This first one you ever saw.
What?
Oh, Florida Panther?
Yes.
Nice.
Dude, like, I can die. Just shoot me. Yeah. I'm
dude,
good.
That's sick.
I'm done. That's it. Yeah. I've never even seen a coyote.
Really?
I've never seen a fucking coyote, and that's just common as shit.
Yeah.
And I'm, bro, I'm like, I've seen a panther before a coyote. I could beat my meat to sleep every night. Do it. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm fucking fine with that.
At the end of this episode, we'll have a memorial for Chuck. Like, oh, it was last night.
And I haven't slept. Like, right now, I'm sleepy as shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm fucking fine with it, bro. Like, hell, I'm just like, I'm at a, like, that was, I found so many of the snakes I wanted to see. Like, I'm already floating. I'm already driving back floating. Like, I'm just relaxed. Like, all that adrenaline went away, and then that rush just fucking hit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, Tino, top that story. That's
sick. No, I will not.
That shit. Dude.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's awesome, bro.
I wish I would have stopped, and, like, it would have crossed the road.
Yeah. That's sick, dude. And you see it, like, slumping.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, video, it didn't happen, picture. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No. The experience I had, nobody else
better.
Is going to have it.
No,
I'm good. I don't give a fuck. And then two other people in the car did, too. Yeah. Fine. Fine. That's all I care about.
That's your proof
right
there.
Nice, dude. That's all I care about. Sick. Like, I experienced that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. For me.
That's fucking awesome, bro. Congratulations. Awesome. Yeah. Dude. That's sick, bro.
Congratulations. Like, I did it on purpose. Like, I was out looking for this shit.
Congratulations for the opportunity.
Yeah, dude. Like, God, if he exists, said, here, have a cat.
Have a cat.
He said, here, three dogs. Huh? Who?
Did you? Yeah, like they, bro. When he left, did you say, "Oh, thank you for everything"?
Well,
you
he
did.
Fucking left. God. He ain't want no thank you. He said, "I'm out." He was like, "Jesus, bro, in and out."
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Yeah,
canceled.
That's
great. Canceled. So, Tino, you got some good news also.
Yeah. So
you're not a virgin anymore. Yeah! Woo! Yeah. He got his nugget wet.
No. What was it?
No? Never mind,
started,
guys.
Actually started volunteering with the...
Yeah, it's like you were going to say that. I was like, dude, fuck, man.
I started volunteering with the Central Florida Zoo's Orient Center.
No!
Yeah, Orient Center for Conservation.
For real?
Yeah, at the OCSB. It's cool. It's cool. It's fun.
You already went?
Yeah, I already went.
Son of a bitch, where have I been?
My first day was Friday. So it was very recently.
Yep.
I go, so the job is usually going to be maintenance stuff, obviously, because we're working with the indigos, but they needed a lot of people to go ahead and help out with some scrubland clearing for a controlled fire that they're going to do, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go help, lend a hand, and it was fun, it was cool, they found a ringneck snake while we were clearing
shut
some stuff, I was like,
up.
Oh,
this guy just saw a panther, dude,
no, a mud snake, step it up, find you a
look, we were just chopping down grass, so it was like, oh, cool, look, a snake,
bro, you're gonna find some cool shit,
yeah,
I like how you're scratching your hands.
Dude, you know why? Because, okay, so I go, I'm clearing the scrubland, we're picking up some of the debris, right, and I see some fallen saw palmettos, I'm like, let's go pick that up, you know, that's some tinder. I go ahead and lift it up. All of a sudden, I start seeing yellow all over.
Piss?
All over my hands. Piss. I start seeing yellow all over my hands, crawling, flying. And I was like, I immediately push it back, start running back. And I can already feel them all over my hands, my neck, my back. Yellow jackets.
Close.
A whole thing of
jackets?
Yellow jackets.
Jackets
yeah.
Bite?
Bees. They're bees. They're wasps.
Like hornets.
Horny.
Yeah. Horny. Horny was. Yeah,
they're
was.
Stingers, dude.
Yeah, and if you've ever been, stung by a yellow jacket, it's not that bad initially, but it's a lingering pain. It just stays there. So it was like, it was really hard to like work kind of with a little bit of swelled fingers, but it was fine. You know, if anything, the worst part was my chest because I have, like, I'm very thin. So like, it was like right on the muscle, right on the bone there. So I was like, why? But that was cool. It was cool.
Would you do it again?
I would absolutely do it again.
Nice.
That was fun, dude.
Oh, is it going to be
I'm
like...
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, dude, it's fun. I'm super pumped. Actually, that's one of the one of the volunteers, they work with FWC. Like, it's like people who are like really involved into it. Yep. With stuff. I'm like, wow, this is exciting.
Big step on the door, bud. Yeah. That's a big super step exciting. On the door right there.
So it's nice stuff.
Did you get to do anything else other than get calmed down?
No, that was just like the only thing for that day. I go back this Wednesday for the maintenance stuff.
And you're going
to
do it every week?
What is maintenance every week?
Basically folding newspapers, opening them up to go ahead and lay down for the indigos.
With what animal?
But like they keep them very different. They keep them very different. Sometimes more naturalistic setups. Yep. Sometimes just newspaper. It depends on, you know, where they are or what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So very, very cool. Very exciting. It's going to be super cool.
That's
congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember talking about you doing that shit.
Yeah.
Glad, exciting. Bro. That's a step on the door for sure.
Hell yeah, dude. Everybody's doing cool stuff. I just hatched a whole bunch of pastel ball pythons.
Yellow ball pythons alone.
That's okay.
Yellow jackets, panthers. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. Congratulations.
Can't believe you didn't say anything, you piece of shit.
Well, it's not like, you know what? I'm not like bragging about it. It's
I
just
didn't
nice.
Even know that that was happening Friday. I knew that you were going to go do your thing, mm-hmm. and then they were talking about it.
Yep.
And I was like, he didn't tell me anything.
Do you even love us, bitch?
No.
He's like, well, we're like fucking dead last.
It's just, I don't know. It's just something that I want to do on the side, you know.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Congrats.
Yeah, dude. That's
it is cool a drive, thing. Though. Fuck. Eustace is so far. Yeah. Eric used to live over there. It's like an hour and I think just 10 minutes.
Fine.
It's not horrible, but
it's like a day.
You know, if for our Central Florida listeners, the 417 has no speed limit. There's no limit to how fast you can go on that road.
People are says Tino.
Freaking nuts. Well, yeah. If I'm going like 10, 20 over and you're passing me, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with me, but something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool stuff. I'm excited. Dude.
So you're back in Wednesday. You're going to start cleaning. You're going to be doing it every week?
Yep, every week for the next 3 months. And then I have to reapply.
Yeah, it's
dude, literally, it's – I don't know what it is. One of the ladies who was there, she was like, are you allergic? And I'm like, that would be horrible, wouldn't it? Yeah. We're going to find out because it's the first time.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Indigos, cool. Bro.
Yeah, dude.
One of the coolest, not the coolest.
I think easily Must top be. Three for me. Top Must. Three for
okay,
me.
Okay, I get it. I get Indigo it. Snakes. I won't bitch at that at all. Like, mm-hmm. That's up there.
Yeah.
That's up there. But mud snakes, beauties.
Yeah, dude. They're cool. Have you ever found like what mud snakes eat, like amphiumas or Sicilians? Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Have you ever found
like
the amphiumas?
Like herping? Yeah.
Well, I know where to find them.
Okay.
Like it's easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's easy. They're everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why aren't there more mud snakes?
Because of the habitat that the mud snake requires.
I see.
So a lot of times, even like light pollution fucks with them. They hide from that.
Bummer.
Yeah. So have you been to Lakefront Kissimmee? Mm. So Lakefront Kissimmee is pretty much Lake Toho.
Okay.
The northern side used to be like, you know, like just woodsy and a fucking lake and a fucking dock for fucking boats and shit. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's a park.
Okay.
Like lights everywhere. You don't see them.
You don't see them ever again.
No,
yeah.
That lake.
Huh.
Correct.
Not being found anymore.
They need the darkness pretty much. They need solidarity.
Not that they need, but they feel safer at that.
Another I have cool seen thing, like, what is it? Board flippers? People go herping that way.
Nobody
in Florida.
Tina.
They'll put the board like halfway into the water and then like halfway into the dirt because that's where they hide.
Yeah.
You know, it's like literally where you can't see.
Yeah, and a few months will do that. Like they can come out too. Mm-hmm. Another thing, full moons, snakes don't come out during that for the most part.
Really?
Because of all the light. Yeah.
It's too bright.
Huh.
Owls and shit will see them.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I didn't know that.
You see?
Yeah.
Have you ever...
I'm teaching you more than Dave Kaufman ever will.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, we have to watch the movie so we can talk about it.
I just can talk about it. I saw the trailer. That's all I need.
Okay.
Did you see that? Bitch. I skipped through parts. Whenever he was talking about certain things, I skipped it. Like, today... After the messages we had, I skipped through some parts and I'm like, okay, some things are fire, some things I'm just like, sell out.
No, the real.
You think you're doing science.
The real that science. Emery sent us?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I was like,
yeah.
That was great.
So.
Why was that great?
Well, it was just funny, like the edit that they did.
Yeah.
Like, end cut.
Yeah.
That's it. Over. That was great. That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
You're a tub having ass bitch.
No, this is the thing, is that
are you watching it with an open mind?
I was.
Okay.
And but I kind of felt like I wasn't getting information from an open mind.
That's what it feels like.
Absolutely. But here. We'll save it for the. We'll save it for the other. For the next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you sure? I mean,
yeah.
Because I also want to. And I'll have my opinion on it. I don't think.
Yeah but I also want to see it.
I could tell you. I could say the things that I already told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just say
my issue was it was information as far as the care and stuff like that he was talking about. It's things that I already knew. I don't feel like I learned a lot as just me, except for his whole thing with if we don't do the exportation, then the Africans are not going to have a need for ball pythons. Spoilers. Then that means that they're just going to go to the skin trade and they'll go down in quantities like that. That was kind of his whole thing. And he takes you to a voodoo place that shows you skins and stuff like that. And I could see how that can happen. I could see it. But also, I don't know,
it's just him trying to save the exporting of them. It's all of this. At any cost, bro.
I do think it is convenient. It is convenient that would be the case. But I'm not going to say that that's not the case just because it's convenient.
But the thing is that he's explaining how like there's not a lot of mammals and shit because they just kill them, eat them, do whatever the fuck. They don't fight. They're poor. Yeah. They're not bad people. They're poor.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, those people need other things other than exporting ball pythons. Exporting ball pythons and selling it to us is not giving them shit.
It's giving those single individuals
bro,
a lot.
The thing we pay them is shit. Like, they're still living. Well, it's not bettering the quality of life.
You're right.
Giving people jobs to feed them and their families. That barely. It is doing.
Barely. Yeah. It's stupid.
It's to get by.
Yeah. It's stupid.
It's to survive the next month.
Stupid way to do it. Yeah. To take advantage of.
It is a dumb way to do it. Yeah. I don't know. When your infrastructure is shitty, your governments are shitty.
Yeah. That's the problem beyond everything. But to say this gives jobs, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And they have other ways. He shows how they're not really taking babies out of the wild more than
bullshit.
It is.
It's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. If we do that here, and we have a fucking civilization,
what do you mean they're not taking babies? Captive hacking?
They're getting the moms to kind of harvesting them and stuff like that is kind of the
idea. the captive hacking thing.
Stuff like that, yeah. They'll find weird stuff, but they're not purposely taking adults kind of thing from the wild.
Bullshit.
But you know that there's always
but that makes sense because they can't take the ones that are breeding for them. You know, it needs to be sustainable to an extent.
Yeah, but if you already have a farm, you just release them again. That's what they do here.
Yeah,
it's bullshit. Yeah. I call that bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't trust humans. Bullshit.
The whole thing with the arboreal stuff. Is he explains
bullshit? Also, I read what you wrote. Yeah. Bullshit.
So for these people, so that apparently ball pythons will adapt to their environment.
Whoa,
pretty
spoilers,
much.
Spoilers!
Sorry, spoilers. ball pythons adapt to their environment, and there is a area where they're from that it's more heavily forested, so they will be more arboreal in that area, but apparently the ones that we have in captivity come from three specific places that are primarily in the ground. And they do take to the trees when it floods, but they are primarily in the ground.
Doesn't mean that they were not arboreal at all. It's the same species. Bullshit. It's stupid. Yeah. Stupid argument. Yeah.
Still convenient. For me, it is.
Oh, but ours only come from the ground.
Ours like being in tubs.
Yeah. Ours come from the ground. I get it. They can't climb, but that's only over there in, what is it, Egypt or some shit? Where they come from?
Jesus Christ.
some bullshit like that. It's stupid. Shut the fuck up.
But now, this is the thing.
And then he was talking about, I watched the part where he's talking about, they're not actually nocturnal. They only come during sunrise, like everything else. Go outside.
Gotcha.
Go outside. Yeah. Every other snake is just the same fucking bullshit. Kind
of avoiding the main part of the heat.
What I just said about the moon and all that shit. Yeah. You dumb bitch. Obviously. I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. I like him as a person.
Yeah.
But the way that
in the beginning of these series that he's been doing, in one of the first videos that he released in Africa, he had said that as a culture, the African people, they don't want to let you down. So they'll kind of not really lie to you, but they'll tell you something that'll not harsher shit.
It's not the truth, yeah.
Yeah, just to make you feel I got something. I'm okay. To feel better.
Yeah.
So it's hard to take what these people are saying seriously if
that's what they keep doing.
The pretense. You know, because whenever I've been watching these videos of his, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, yeah, but
they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, they're going to kind of tell you
what you
want
to
hear.
And then if you look at people that have done opposite videos the same way, they go out there and they show you how they take care of them out there and shit like that.
There's only one way, dude. There's only one way to know for sure.
What?
We gotta go.
Oh, God. I mean,
I ain't going in. Fine, but, like, there's videos. There's a guy that did a video on the opposite, like, view.
Right.
And, like, to say, oh, well, the people make money, and, the animals go to shit. They go through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of them end up fucking dying. Yeah, it's not really worth it.
No.
So
to me, no. I don't really care. I don't really care for human life for the most part. Yeah. By the way. So it's like.
Yeah. That's why, like, me. The truth is always, like, right in the middle. I'm not the kind of person that I'll watch that movie and be like, that is fact. I'm like, I could take parts of it where I'm like, this is believable. But some of this where I'm like, I don't know. But all in all, I mean, it's some solid information.
Yeah. For he did a good job putting the video together. I'll say that. I'll give him that. Sure. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely had its parts, man, where I was like, that's fucking cool. An hour 20. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a movie. It's a movie. You know, the only thing that I was actually surprised by was, I mean, and it makes sense because their inner burrow was how high the humidity was. It's very high.
Yeah. I mean, that's how most snakes are. That's how most snakes live on the ground.
But what we're thinking about, oh, they're going to be, you know, 40 to 60% humidity, but they're in the burrows at 80 to 90% humidity. I
mean, if you think about it, that's why. Every other snake does. Every other snake that lives in burrows, the reason for it is because when it rains, the water goes down.
Yeah.
Everything at the top dries out. The water's still down there. The bottom part doesn't dry out. Like gopher tortoise burrows. Yes. That's why everything lives in it.
Yeah. And there's I forgot which breeder it was. I think it was JKR that he said, because he had spent some time over there, that because he was actually talking about, like, getting your ball pythons to continue to eat and why they might go on a hunger strike kind of thing. And he was saying, like, ball pythons will stay in a burrow. They'll shed and they'll move. They'll leave that because they put their scent all over it. So the predators are going to go there, right? Mm. So they'll leave and they'll move to another burrow. So, and he was just explaining, like, oh, when your snake sheds, change all the bedding. So that way, you know, you introduce them to a new burrow.
It feels like it's a new burrow.
Exactly. So, like, interesting. It's not like the ball pythons are spending their whole time in a burrow.
No. I like that part because I watched that part where he's talking about, like, they fucking move.
Yeah.
They're not just in a burrow, aka a tub, all their fucking life. They fucking move like any other snake. It's not an animal. They just live in a termite mound and you wait for shit to go in there. No, they fucking move like any other fucking snake.
Yeah.
Like everything else. They're not an exception to the idea of the moving.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool. Hopefully we can get them on. Talk about that sometime in the future. I do have questions and shit like that. But, I don't know. I mean, it was... I can see... You know what I did learn from the couple videos that he's released?
What?
I am not the target audience. I am not. The target audience is like...
Beginners?
Kind of
people
like...
People considering getting into
beginner
these.
To like early intermediate. I think that is really the target audience.
Okay.
And then people in my position or in our position, we just get tidbits.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of how it was. Was it bad?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. What's our timestamp? Where are we at right now? All right, so let's hit this shit, the heavy topics.
Yeah, I know where he's going.
All right. Let's get ready to rumble. In this corner, coming in at 65 pounds, we have team
65 pounds. at 4 foot 10 inches.
We have Team Nerd. And on this side, weighing in at 6,557 pounds
of muscle.
I thought he was gonna say grams. I was hoping you said grams just to be funny, dude.
We have Team Chandler. Woo! All right, I want a big, dirty fight full of pettiness.
Okay.
I don't fuck with crackheads.
oh my god!
No, let's stop. All right.
That's so, all seriousness. All right. Yeah. I wouldn't say.
What team are you on? No.
Okay. It's hard. Would you want me to argue as I am 100% Team Nerd?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Come at me.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Even from your position as the breeder.
We don't be acting, dude. We don't act in this podcast.
Yeah, because I just assumed that you would be, not that you are, but more Team Nerd just from the breeder's aspect of it. Just because Nerd and them are kind of close. Nerd and you guys.
Nothing against.
That aspect, you guys have the really, and I said you, Team Chandler, because you guys have like that conservationist kind of perspective on it. So you guys are probably closer. Not that you guys' opinions agree with theirs, but like,
yeah,
it gets closer. Be honest.
All right,
we're our own teams.
I say what I agree and disagree?
Absolutely.
With my side, I guess. Okay, yes. I'm gonna start with the things that I agree with.
Okay.
I do agree.
Wrong.
I do agree.
Wrong.
Oh my god.
So. I think it was with you guys that we were talking about it, or it was either Friday when you weren't here. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. One point, I was having a conversation.
You were talking shit at some point.
Go ahead. We were talking shit at some point that somebody that a bunch of kids come in, and they're like, I want to be like Chandler. I want to get this. I want to get that. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that when you have that kind of influence, it sucks when some shit like that happens to you that you get bit by the fucking gator. Yeah. It makes the whole situation look bad. But, sorry, crocodile.
Put some fucking respect on the Cuban. I'm sorry.
I don't watch Chandler. I didn't watch the video. I'm sorry. It's the reality. Put some
respect on your cousin, bitch.
That's right. That is my cousin. But also at the same time, I also understand, as like from a business mind, like, yo, like this guy's getting money. Like, this is his way of like, I mean, it's just his thing. This is who this guy is.
Yeah.
You know what you get from Chandler? 100% him.
Real.
Yeah.
Real. It's real. And that's not like a lot of people are bitching about it.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm in that world. That fucking happens.
It's very hard to fake all that.
Real. Yeah. And that's a possibility.
I met him at Daytona last year, and I got the same guy that I might have seen in a video.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the same guy. Yeah. And even if he is putting up a front, he's doing a great job at
it. That motherfucker, 5 minutes max. That motherfucker has so much energy for
So I didn't really watch too much of the nerd video because you guys know that I have a problem with that style of content.
Okay.
It's the truth. I'm sorry. I don't like the way that they call somebody
out. It doesn't actually all stay on it.
What's up?
It doesn't actually all stay on it. The video doesn't just stay on.
They'll move on to something else. It kind of like, this is the headline. Yeah. Look at what we're talking about. And then there's the information that they actually want you to learn. Which is, that's the cool thing, I guess.
It's stupid, It's stupid. It's just a way to try and make money. It's the cheap way to be Chandler.
Okay.
That's cheap Chandler
you're saying.
Right there.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You're being a cheap-ass Chandler. Chandler's being true to himself, and that's how he makes money.
Gotcha.
He doesn't have to call anybody out. Yeah. Okay. You have to put somebody else's name to then put your content to try and get your money.
Yeah. But this is the thing. So
cheap Chandler ad, bitch.
Bitch. when we're talking on the podcast with Ron, I don't like some of the what's the word that we're using when they're like the fear-mongering.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I don't think that they're the kind of – that nerd is the kind of people to do that shit on purpose. I just think that they themselves are scared, so they're projecting the fear. But we, as actual Floridians that are watching these things happen in our eyes, in our home, we see like some of the shit that – some people are saying is not exactly what's happening.
And he's freaked out some people from here.
Sure, of course.
And that's why Chandler went on that story. Because he's freaking people out that are from here. And it's like, yo, stay in your fucking lane. Because right now you're talking out of your ass.
Yeah, and it's scary. Customers. It is.
And you get to see that.
Like, I think it actually causes a hindrance on the business side of this kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's tough because I want to... I do support what USR is doing, where they're the only people that do that for the industry. But also at the same time, it's like...
They're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. It sucks because, like, it sucks when Chandler is not for it because he's such a big name. But I also respect him for being honest about
it's real.
What about your team?
It's fucking real. Talk about your team. Yeah, you're fucking real. I mean, what did he call this motherfucker out about? There was a post he made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The description had nothing to do with the fucking post.
With the
post
that
is
picture,
about
yeah.
enclosures and if somebody that's not the permit, the person with the permit getting stuff, bit.
Yeah, the
that
recent
makes
changes.
Fucking sense.
The recent changes.
Making sure that the ground of an enclosure, the animal can't dig out. That makes fucking sense as a law.
Yeah.
It makes fucking sense. If somebody gets bit at your house that is not you, it makes fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's gonna make that pose. Nerd makes that pose, and the description goes, "We're about to lose all our animals."
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about to lose everything. Everybody fucking panicked.
They did, yeah.
And people don't read the fucking post, they read the description, dude.
Yeah.
And you see the comments going crazy, and then every now and then you see a comment like, "What the fuck are you doing? Like, what does that have to do? Like, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You're fucking stupid to make a post like that. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You don't have a fucking brain at that point.
Yeah.
Do you think your brain cells fucking died? You might not do crack, but your brain inside there's crack in there.
Chuck. Yeah. Like, do you think Candler was in the right 100%?
On that part, yes.
Like on a team part, yeah.
On that with the post team Candler, thing.
Yeah.
On the post thing,
yeah.
Absolutely, like there's this motherfucker. It has nothing to do with each other. You're freaking people
out.
You're literally freaking people out.
I think Chandler was the first person to fire back at that.
You know what?
Somebody
needed
to.
I think so. Yeah. Well, at least with the biggest platform.
Yeah,
he needed to. Somebody needed to, because all the people just blindly follow this motherfucker. No, bro, no, no.
Well, it's also because FWC is not clear and open and honest with what they're doing. They're not.
Bro.
They're not.
Have you looked into it completely?
I went to meetings, dude. I've been to FWC meetings and commissioners.
There are things. There are things that they got to get better at. But all the things that you were starting to say and this fucker is saying.
No, right. I'm not saying that they're the same. But I'm not saying that FWC is being open and honest with the public. That's what I'm saying.
Open, honest with what? What part? Go ahead.
With certain permissions that the permits are saying.
Like what?
With the permit changes. Like,
go ahead.
What constitutes a violation? They have not been clear about that. They still refuse to be clear about
that. I mean, listen, it's not passed. There's still a
process. No, they already passed that.
No. There's still a process to these things.
No, they already passed that one violation is caused to not renew your license and to not...
Absolutely. You know how many things have happened? Chandler just got bit.
You know what I found funny?
Chandler just got bit.
You know what I found funny? That
he still has his permit. If that could pass, you're good.
But here's the thing. So
we're talking about Chandler.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like they love him. I'm going to tell you right now. You're tripping.
No.
It's not like they love him.
I just found it funny that, like,
now
the thing passed.
No, they don't.
He just...
No, they don't.
The thing passed. The exact thing passed that, there was a little bit of fear-mongering, and then literally the thing that got passed, Chandler got bit.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's the thing. Like, now we got to report that. But it makes sense.
And it's a direct cause. It's a direct cause. Yeah.
Nothing fucking happened.
Yet.
Nothing happened. He's good.
Because it's good. Chandler.
Listen, he's good.
Chandler.
No.
It's Chandler. If it were any other schmuck in that water, he would have been crucified.
He's going to say something right now.
I'm going to tell you something right now on why you're wrong.
Why? Don't lose your job, Chuck.
This is all I'm saying.
Think about
Chandler's not the only one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Think about it.
Think about what
Chandler is not the only one. So it's not Chandler because Chandler got away. Chandler is not the only one.
Understood.
That's all I'm saying. So it's not just because it's him. I promise you. He's good. Other people are good. It's good. Mm. It's good. It's you. It's under your permit. It's under your insurance. It's under all your shit. That's what you put money onto those things for. Mm. They know that can happen. But you put money onto those things, you're taken care of. You're doing everything by the law. You're good.
Because I don't think it had passed when the bite had happened. I don't think at that point it had passed. But
what are you talking?
Like the new permit changes.
The law.
I'm pretty sure it did.
We had been voted in.
Yeah.
You had to report bites.
Yeah.
So he reported.
He's been reported. That's why the video is out.
If not,
he would have woo. Be quiet. No, he put it out. He doesn't give a fuck. Even if he didn't have to, he probably would have.
Technically, that is cause. Well, if the FWC wanted to. They could make it cause to revoke or not renew permits. They can't.
It just sucks.
It's under his permit. Why would that happen? It's moving an animal that those things they know those things can happen and do happen. Like
bro, no, but I'm
there've been other people other than Chandler.
I'll say my thing.
You're thinking about it too deep.
There are two other teams that are behind here that are not part of this direct thing, and we've talked on them. US ARC and FWC. Those are also the other camps in this like four-way thing right here.
And I'm closer to FWC than US ARC, honestly.
I'm team none of them because none of them are representative of me.
It's funny because you're FWC more, you're none, and I'm US ARC more.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing.
Wait, I am a breeder ass bitch. You just get sibling ball pipes.
The lizard's banging. Let me say my thing. Let's start with Nerd. Nerd, reptile breeder, in it for the money, fear mongering. They're gonna say whatever they want to increase profits.
There you go.
Makes sense. Yep. You know, they're posting about shit, about people, trying to get views. Yeah, I get it. You're looking for money. I get it. It is a dirty money to do it. Yeah. It is a dirty way to do it. But they're still doing it that way.
Sorry to interrupt. I don't think that they are doing it because of those reasons. I don't think they're doing it because to make money.
Not exactly, but they know they can, so they take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They take advantage. It's like, oh, Chandler just fucked up. Let's get him.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get him. This fucker's fucking up. Let's get him.
I heard that they don't. That Nerd doesn't like.
No, it's been a thing.
It's been a thing. So it was like an opportunity.
Exactly. He took that opportunity. It's stupid because all the great people, some great people were present when these things happen.
Yeah.
So you're cutting your wings way more than you fucking think.
Mm.
Let's start there. So, Yeah, he made a video. Yeah, he made some money from it, but he just cut his wings from something.
Yeah, but I understand Nerd's perspective. Wait, who cut about
their wings? Huh? Nerd.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah. There's some experienced people there. There's some people that own the crocodiles. Chandler was gonna get.
Yo, I swear to God, I understood you say own the crocodiles.
The crocodiles, the crocodiles. No, <that's
nerd>. I'm just kidding. I don't think you do crack. Well, you look like it, but.
Fuck.
Comedy.
No, but like, people were aware of the things that were happening. People were there that were aware of the things that were happening. Chandler took every step to do things correctly, and that's why he got away with it. Not because he's Chandler. That does nothing.
I disagree.
To anybody. It does nothing.
Your reputation does.
No, no, it doesn't.
Your reputation his absolutely
doesn't.
Does.
His doesn't. I'm gonna tell you right now. His doesn't. Because I know, bro. I
name someone
much.
Bigger than Chandler.
I know too much.
Hey, everyone. I'm the owner of Imperial Reptiles and Exotics. We are a reptile specialty store located in Orlando, Florida. We carry a full line of premium reptile supplies as well as quality reptiles. You can also find all of our reptiles and supplies available online at www.imperialreptiles.com.
Yeah. So, but,
the rest of your point.
But I understand where Nerd's coming from, trying to protect reptile keepers.
Okay.
I get it, because I think FWC has the potential to overstep boundaries.
Has he ever? He's never been bit.
What are we talking about, Nerd?
Yeah, Nerd's never been bit. He's never been.
He's
bit.
In another state.
No, no, no. He's never been bit. We know he has.
Yeah.
We know he has.
Yeah.
So if he keeps it low key, which he hasn't, I could probably look up a video of this nigga getting bit for whatever.
Sure.
Is he saying it to anybody?
He's in another state.
No, no, no.
It's not the law in that state.
Is he saying it to anybody? Is he putting it out, or is he hiding it? You're hiding it. You're pussy, and that might be against the law.
But I think that their angle is that the videoing of getting bit is bad for the hobby. I think that's saying.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
That is, yeah.
It's fucking stupid. It's realistic.
Because nobody's keeping crocodiles in the hobby.
It's realistic.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
Fair. Yeah.
That's bullshit. But it's
well, okay, Florida. We're talking about Florida. Yeah, with the permit process, nobody's like, oh, I'm going to breed my crocodiles.
That's exactly what they're doing, bro.
Not the same way that Nerd is fighting for. It's not the same way that Nerd is fighting for.
Yo, you guys are out the fucking circle.
Yeah, dude. That's no. That's not what Nerd's fighting for.
There's people doing exactly
like
what you
regular
said.
Ass people just be like, I'm gonna get a permit and
under permits?
Box. Under permits, yes. But it's still breeding the correct way at that point. Everybody should have a permit to breed whatever the fuck. It's the same. Exactly the same.
Really? It's the same as keeping 200 ball pythons in a rack in a room? It's not the same thing.
Exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Exactly the same.
How?
And kept in low conditions. Those things happen.
Sure.
Very close to racks.
Don't they have
racks? I'm going to tell you right now.
What's the max numbers you can have for breeding crocodiles?
Dude. Baby crocodiles. Like
Without having a facility. Without having like a building dedicated to the dang thing. Nobody's doing that in their backyards.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro? I don't want to say names because it's none of my business and I shouldn't say these things.
Maybe if there are, there's five total people.
No, you're tripping.
No.
You're fucking tripping.
Dude, you're making it seem like everyone in Florida is breeding gators in their backyards. That is not happening.
Everyone in Florida is not breeding ball pythons, but there's a lot. Same thing with crocodilians.
Not the same numbers.
Bro.
Dude, I have like maybe 30 people walking to this store breeding ball pythons.
Not the same as
ball pythons. You know how many crocodile breeders I have in here?
Not the same as ball pythons, but each clutch has like up to 50 sometimes of multiple species. They're out there. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot. You don't know shit about fuck. You're talking out of your ass.
No.
You're talking out of your ass. You're not in that circle. You're not in that circle.
It doesn't matter, dude. Where are they? Then where are they?
You don't see it.
If they're all over, where are they?
You're just talking without knowing. Thank you.
I mean, okay, that is a good question.
The blood worms, bro. The frozen worms.
Like, you won't see them, but there's a lot. There's too fucking many. Too fucking many. But yes, that's also a thing. So he's talking out of that too, and he knows those people too. I know he knows.
So wait, what was your point with it going with this Nerd versus Chandler thing?
Yeah. Oh well, I'll move over. I'll move from Nerd. Onto
Chandler.
We'll move on to Chandler. Yeah, we'll move on to Chandler.
Blows your mind.
No, dude, there's not evidence. You're not saying anything. That's the thing. You're saying I can't say anything. But everybody in their backyard is breeding crocodiles.
I see these things. It's all I can say. I see these things. I know these things.
He sees these things. I don't see these things. He said.
No. I see these things, so I have experience with it. You have no experience with it.
That doesn't matter.
Yes.
No, I'm saying the experience Doesn't matter. I'm saying if you know, you should say. Why not say?
This guy, dude.
Why not say?
He can't say.
Why not?
No, Tino,
not,
because he can.
Yeah, why not? Not like I can, and, but I won't. For what?
For what? Evidence.
No.
For evidence!
I leave the evidence within me, dog. Okay. I leave the evidence within okay. me.
I follow you.
Anyway,
bro.
Yeah. We'll move. I mean, there's much evidence that you already know that we were not going to say here. Like, it's like, you should think about it a little bit deeper.
I wonder what's going on.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it a little bit deeper, you'll understand.
We'll move over.
You'll understand.
With Candler. Candler's point. Yeah. Candler fucked up, made a mistake.
Normal.
Mistakes happen, sure.
Yeah.
But as a professional who has a platform, should probably do better.
No.
Just saying that. Just going to say that. That's it.
Nope.
That's it.
Nope. He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
We all do that.
That doesn't make it right.
Yes, it does.
Everybody does it. Does not make it right.
That was the only way to take that crocodile out.
I disagree.
Bro, you're not.
Wasn't he offered a pump?
You're talking. You're talking from outside that world.
Nobody else got in the water.
Mm-hmm. You're talking. Wait. Nobody else.
Chris Gillette was right there. He didn't get in the water.
Nobody else should. Okay, you gotta put multiple people with one crocodile.
No. Why was it just him?
Listen.
Let me say something real quick. Apparently, they offered him pumps to drain the fucking ponds.
It looks like a vacuum.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna.
It's like a tiny ass pump. Like,
No,
dude, absolutely not. I wouldn't have either. I'm not gonna stay there waiting for that shit. Yeah. Absolutely not. No. The way he did it is the way.
How many gallons do you think that was in there?
I don't know. I've never seen the pond in person.
It didn't look that big.
It didn't.
What was the urgency to get the croc out?
Mm-mm. No, wait.
They had to take it out that day.
I think somebody said it in a podcast that I listened to. Not that talks about anything. It was a podcast I listened to.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think according to this podcast that I listened to, they're moving to his place.
Yes.
That's what the podcast said.
Yes. That's the... Overall thing, yes. Those are his crocodiles now. They're at his house.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah. But I think that's publicly out there.
Yeah. That's the point of doing that moving.
And
that
if they
crocodile,
didn't,
that crocodile
what
was
happened?
Trained by Chris Gillette.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and what would happen if they didn't? What? If
they
comes
didn't
and
get...
euthanizes it?
No.
Then why... what was the urgency?
They were doing their thing, bro.
Yeah. Okay. None of my business.
Okay.
None of my business.
Well, what is that you say? Not my monkey, not my circus?
Not my circus, not my monkey. That's correct.
That shit, right. Whatever the
I
fuck.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah. Anyway. Point is, yeah, like those, like, that was the way to do it. That's the way professionals are trained to do it. And we risk it at doing that. We know the risk.
Are you in this situation at all, for nerd?
No.
No? You think that it was lame as fuck? What's going on?
From his side,
From his side?
Yeah.
Well, I think okay, this is how I view it. He makes these stupid ass posts.
Right.
For you like the FWC ones you said.
The FWC posts and then fucks up in the description.
Yeah.
Chandler comes
Chandler responds.
That,
yeah.
And he just throws it to the side. He said, "Take the attention from me," tries to put it all on Chandler. He didn't talk about his own post.
That he did not. You're right.
He did not.
Yeah.
He's pushing away the eyes off of himself. Everybody look at him. I fucked up, but look at him. His fuck up is worse than mine.
Yeah.
But he didn't say, "I did this because of this" or any of that. Stupid.
Well, I mean, he did say towards the end about what FWC is doing in the state.
It doesn't explain his fuck up.
I mean, you guys would know better. Is Chandler like actually like against USR?
So here's actually where I'm also why I'm not on Team Chandler. There's two options: he had a change of heart, or he's being a hypocrite.
Everybody can have a change of heart.
No, right. I'm not saying it wasn't. That's why I said the two options: either he had a change of heart or he's being a hypocrite.
Bro, the video he posted, what this motherfucker started posting is when iguanas and tegus were going illegal. Chandler and Tyler made a video. Mm. Trying to support USARC. Like all of us at the beginning, we look at USARC and these motherfuckers lie to your fucking face and then you believe them at first. Mm. Then once shit goes down, shit becomes illegal and then you start noticing, you didn't have to kill your animals. People just don't have the money to build the enclosures and the requirements that they asked for. Mm. But USARC said everybody with a pet will get their animals killed. Mm. And then they were like, wow, they fucking lied to us. We go to these meetings. We say these things out loud. We sound stupid. Because they lie. Mm. So why the fuck would I support somebody that is lying, putting fear out into the world, and then like, there's no, like, he just changed his mind. That's possible. That's having an open mind. Yeah. That's like same thing with politics.
Yeah.
People that are left or right, they're just left or right. Whatever it is, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Whatever the, if somebody's for Trump, whatever Trump says, no matter what it is, they go because it's what he says. They don't have an open mind to see that both sides have rights and wrong.
So
he was in it, and then he saw the fuck shit in it, and he got out. He's like, I don't support this anymore. And a lot of people have.
Yeah.
A lot of people have, and I that's fair. Not to call him out like, oh, he used to support it. Oh, now he's being fake. No, that's real as fuck.
Yeah. But you're that's saying this from an assumption. So, you haven't asked him.
No.
So
no,
nerd.
No. This is what he says.
So nerd.
The story where he's talking about.
He talks about how and, he
yeah,
says
it when he talks about US talk and FWC, he talks about like, yo, you can go on FWC, look at the papers. They're always there. You can read them yourself and then not listen to US talk on what they say.
Yeah.
You can take their. Yeah, you can pick out like. Certain things out of there, and then look at FWC for the entire truth of what they're saying.
For me, because I don't know Candler, I haven't asked him. I don't know how he feels on this topic. I don't know if it's King Kari. I don't know if it's hypocrisy. Not Team Candler. That's me. Next thing.
It just can't you have a change of heart?
So no, nerd, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying I don't know if he did.
In the it's video obvious. That Nerd made...
Mm, it's fucking obvious. Mm,
when he says that Chandler is against US ARC, that is accurate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, understood. Well... Now.
Not like, I'm not shut it down, but like, oh, you now guys he's are posting
that. He just doesn't that, support it.
He's posting
himself.
That now. Yeah. Look, who knows? He might have a change of heart.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll go back.
if
who knows?
If they change whoever's running it, why not? That's the thing. That's the thing. But they fix their shit, why not?
Let's go to that one. US ARC, not Team US ARC. We could do a whole podcast on that one, but for the most part, I do believe there's a lot of fear mongering. I do believe that it's not enough.
But
transparency.
Because no, this is the thing. This is the problem that I have is that it's like it's always like it's the people, not the organization situation, right? So it's
like
not
the,
that
the spirit of the organization.
I know, but it's not US ARC saying this is what's happening. It's other people. This is the thing.
And US ARC.
I don't think so, man.
Yes.
I don't think US ARC's like. I don't think US ARC posted what Kevin posted. That I say, yeah, dude, that's kind of fear mongering.
I don't know if they did or not, but they do support him. Let's start there. They could be like, yo,
that's well, the part that I think
yeah.
Out.
You gotta
that's
I would that, be like, yo, that, take that shit out.
You got to be friends with the people who like you.
Absolutely. But
especially when
up,
you're on a low number.
No,
absolutely.
But, this is the thing.
But if they
but
fuck
yeah.
up, yo, you even... fucked up. Change that shit. That's not on us. Hold up.
Yeah. That's not my problem with it, though.
The things that he said is things that they say. So what the... like?
That's not my problem with it. My problem with it is what a lot of this... the reptile community is it's super clicky.
Yep.
It's I'm friends with my friends.
Yeah.
Period.
Friends with my friends.
Friends with my friends. Period. There's no room for anybody else until you somebody else develops another relationship. Then it becomes a big thing, and now we're all popular.
Yeah.
It's clicky.
Yeah.
Normal.
That's how it is.
Human beings.
To a certain extent.
You've been in music. You know that shit.
Yeah, but that's the flaw in music.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the flaw in every. That, I'm saying that's human nature. That's
gotcha.
How it. That's what it turns into.
Yeah.
Like right now, if I go out and I make some money, ain't nobody. I'm not trusting everybody near me. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like if you're up and you're making some money, you better get a click.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you allow everybody in, somebody's gonna be a fucking leech.
Take advantage of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of room to be a part of that. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So friends support friends, and that's the thing that I have an issue with US ARC is that they're not really saying like, hey, dude, like you shouldn't have done that.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, because we're actually, I do think that there is good work that gets
and
done.
This shit,
you know, actually, that's also another problem. Again, this could be another podcast with US ARC is that I don't feel like a lot's being done for how many donations I know that they receive.
That's
for
one.
How many yeah, people I know fund them. I don't think enough is being done.
Yeah,
like Florida, Iguanas and Tegus are still on the list.
Yeah,
they
this
still
should,
are, and
they should be
new regulations
be.
Are still being
and
put in
be.
Place.
And
but I'm saying if US ARC is. Supposed to
nah.
stop shit like that.
They don't have a good
they,
argument.
They aren't.
Yeah, but
they don't have a good
they
argument.
Aren't.
I'm good with that.
It doesn't matter.
They can't
that's
just,
what they're supposed to be doing.
Tino, but they can't just like stop it because we're
no.
giving them money.
Right. But I'm
yeah.
saying like,
the fight should be,
shouldn't that money
should
go
be,
to lawyers, representatives,
fight.
That kind
but
of thing?
But they do. You know, but the thing is that, for example, that's why we have US ARC Florida separate
yeah.
from US ARC is because US ARC is focusing on 50 plus places.
I have a question. Do you think if you all of a sudden come into a violation from FWC, right?
Uh-huh.
They revoke your permit.
Okay.
You try to appeal the process.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that US ARC is going to pay for your lawyer?
Nope. Absolutely not.
No.
Even
no.
though
they don't give a fuck.
That I pay
you're
for
a paid
the...
membership.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. But, and then that's another thing I don't like about it. They just go, oh, you don't support us? Everybody cancel the motherfuckers out. Everybody else.
That's the shit
not
that
stupid.
I didn't like.
Stupid.
I didn't like
it's
that
stupid.
Shit.
It's
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's why it's not that I'm like Team Chandler. I'm Team myself. I can have an open mind and look at it and be like, that's all fucked. Mm. Yeah. And I think Chandler's somebody that has that open mind to be like, that's all fucked, I'm out. And everybody could have their own opinion outside of that. Absolutely.
It's tough.
He's just mad because he free handles is all it is.
Actually, that's another change of heart he had. Hmm? He used to free handle, changed his heart, said he wasn't going to free handle, went back to free handling. He did that. He
that's
did that. You're laughing, but he did
that's
that.
Not how it went.
That's exactly that's how it went. I have to that's look through the videos then because he said
he
that.
He literally
shit.
Folded because people were bitching, and he was like, "Yo,
fuck them. Then exactly. fuck people.
Fuck people." And then he went back. That's normal. That's like you can't. You bro, you're not gonna live life with one mindset and stick to it the rest of your life. That's not how that shit works.
A lot of flopping.
That's it
going on.
No,
here.
But
that's
I understand.
Human. That's open. Back, that's an open mind.
That's like when we started here. That I was.
That's an open mind.
That's not committing. That's not committing.
You're just vegetarian. You won't ever go back. That's on you. That's on you. Not like if somebody goes, "Yo, I'm vegetarian, but fuck this shit. I want to eat some meat." You're gonna be like, "Oh, he's a hypocrite."
No,
this
no,
is
no,
that.
No, no, no,
because you're a judgmental fuck.
No, 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 no. At least not when it comes to vegetarian. I'm not. When it comes to vegetarianism, I'm not like that. But when
it comes to iguanas, fuck it.
When it comes to being open and saying your opinion on a platform,
opinions change.
To
that's
most
what an opinion is.
To people that have a lot of like admiration for what you're doing.
You live, you
it
learn.
It kind of sucks. You're right. You live, you and I'm not saying that that's
dude,
not okay.
I learn every single day.
I'm not saying that that's
right now,
not
that
okay.
10 years from now, I'm going to look back
I'm
like,
just saying,
I'm a fucking dumbass.
I'm just saying I don't want to be in a team that might be another team later. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that will happen all over the place.
Yeah.
Look at Nerd. Look at Nerd. Oh, my God. Everybody's bullying Brian Barczyk. Everybody stop. We need to come together. Few years later, this is a bitch. That's a bitch. That's a bitch. Goes after everybody. Like,
well, they haven't come after Brian yet.
Huh? Well, that's what I'm saying. When Brian was getting his shit rocked back in the...
They
like,
were defending
the day,
Brian.
They were defending Brian.
But now Nerd is rocking shit. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
But that, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. You should. That is human nature. You have change of opinion. Mm. You have an open mind to see things.
Yeah.
That is his point of view. That is the way he sees things. And he should act on those things. I don't agree with the way he acts on things. And that's completely fine.
But how much of it is actual Kevin and not this fucking Donnie dude?
No, Donnie.
I don't know.
I
don't
think
care.
If Donnie's
all of
posting,
them, all of them,
it's because Kevin
fuckers.
Approves it.
Yeah.
There's no way Donnie's doing anything without Kevin going.
Yeah. And no like, way. I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't
I,
that Donnie dude just like not even like a reptile guy? Like,
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know.
He's a camera
I don't
guy.
Know. I don't know. All I'm saying is all that group, the whole group, it goes, all that goes together. Yeah.
Anyway, last camp, yeah. last team, FWC. I know you suck their dick really hard, but. With FWC, I think
fish
there is
and wild cum.
Fish and wild cum. I think there is genuine concern about a governing body that is overstepping bounds. Not maybe not yet. I don't think it has happened at a gross exaggeration yet.
Government period should not overstep.
Right, but I think it is possible. They did it with Ty Park. They've done it before with public opinion. They've done a couple things from like that. You know, they're withholding permits processing. They're like. Waiting to give people their permits.
Yep.
They're doing a lot of stuff that I'm like...
And they should.
They would do more if they could.
And they should. All those things you just said, they should.
It depends.
Ty Parks, a whole bunch of iguanas. What's in South Florida? A whole bunch of iguanas.
But then what did they
Watch
do?
Watch that motherfucker.
But then what did they do?
It makes sense.
They took the iguanas, right? They what? Didn't renew his permit, so he had to transfer it to another person, hence the law.
Yes.
And then they bound the iguanas, put them in a hot car until
basically
they cooked.
Because what did he want to do? Build a whole park on iguanas. Think about that. Wait, think about that. Why would they freak out over him?
I'm not saying there's no warrant,
bro.
But I'm saying
hey,
there is
a problem.
Overstepping.
That's a problem.
There's overstepping.
A problem.
And then when they didn't renew the permit,
a problem.
Even though the judge in their ruling
so
said
you'd
that
rather,
they could.
So you'd rather have it like back in the day where everybody's just free
no.
for all releasing
no.
shit how it is?
No.
No, they should be stepping on it.
You're
that's
right.
what they're doing. Everybody
You're right.
step on
but
their
But they're
necks.
Doing... They're. I'm concerned that FWC hasn't said this.
No.
FWC says I'm not fear-mongering.
No.
But I'm concerned that there is a chance for bans.
I
Which I think
am
bans is a bad idea.
No, I fine. Am a conspiracy theorist. I think FWC is coming for your shit. I do
yeah.
believe that.
You sound like Nerd.
You sound like Nerd.
Where's my crack? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Comedy.
Comedy.
That's great.
Oh,
for
shit.
Legal reasons. Yeah. That's a joke.
Allegedly.
You know what? Look, on that picture thing. I really thought that picture was real until I saw the original. I was like, dude, what the fuck's going on? How did they get this picture? What
actually,
the fuck?
I also did think the picture was real.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, shit.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But bro,
and with
I
FWC,
think,
I understand
bro,
where they're coming from. We need to protect the environment. There are fuck asses that need to be put in
check. The environment
check.
Comes way before your animal, quote-unquote, right of keeping any day.
Right.
Any day.
You know
bro,
I agree.
Bro,
I agree.
What I like the trip I just did, the things
mm-hmm.
that you get to see, bro,
mm-hmm.
like... The pythons and that, bro. down there, it's a whole other world. Like, yeah. for the python hunting, there's cars everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why there's cars
it's
everywhere.
It's open season right now, yeah.
Bro, it did beyond that. Beyond that. Mm. There's something beyond that. That's all yeah. I'm saying. But everywhere you go, there are hunters. Mm-hmm. Like, cars. It everybody's obvious. There's a reason why yeah. everybody can be out there. Because if you go out there, yeah. you're going to get some shit.
Yeah.
And that happens with a whole bunch of different animals.
Yeah. And I won't say that FWC is not receiving heat for that. I'm sure other governing bodies are saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
Other state governing bodies are saying, what the fuck are you doing?
And what can they do about it? Step on these motherfuckers' necks.
On everyone's necks. Indiscriminately.
Oh, wait. Hey, they have to.
They don't have to.
They have to.
I think they can do it differently.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna pay more people to pinpoint. All right. Let's see if this guy's doing good. Let's see if... No. We are a fucking community, mm. right? We call ourselves a fucking community. Let's act on it. Mm. Right? We're supporting people that are doing this shit.
You're right.
And we support that shit every single day.
You're right.
And I again...
Like free handling.
Listen. No. I got more and I ain't going to say shit. But, because then that brings other arguments. But you know, right now, I'm going to say it just like this so you guys understand. You guys support things that help cause those things too.
What do you mean? I'm. You understand?
I understand. Right,
they'll explain it to me after.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
So at this point, if you want to call people hypocrites... We're all hypocrites.
Yeah, 100%.
So at that point, why would they...
Human nature, as Chuck said.
Well, absolutely. Would you say you have to be put into human nature for money? Or, like, you have to be a hypocrite sometimes for money? Because good
luck
finding...
He has an OnlyFans.
Good luck finding a truly ethical job that is the perfect thing for you and not make money out of it.
I mean...
Everything has things that are unethical.
Fine.
You know, so sometimes... Fine. I've had to do things from my jobs. I've worked retail years. I've had to do things where I'm like, I don't like doing this. This fucking sucks. But fine. At the end of the day, bills need to be paid. I need to save it for a house. I need to live my life.
And so, it affects the environment. So what they're going to do...
Step everything on affects the environment.
Next. Step but on everybody's
it's
next.
Specifically reptile keepers. They don't do shit about nothing else.
Oh, yeah. They're not selling dogs and fucking... pet stores anymore, including
that rabbits, actually too. Wasn't FWC.
No, it wasn't, but it's a law now here. Like, they are yeah. part of it. They have
well,
to. Well, they have to be part of it.
I don't know, dude. I do think that there's overstepping, and not to twist anything that Ron might have said in the last podcast, but he did say like a singular person releasing something isn't going to cause a problem. Chances are the
a
animals,
single thing, right?
A single that's, thing, but it's the facility.
There you go.
It's a facility that's wrong, which is why they were overlooked.
That's where Ty gets stepped on.
Yeah,
you have too much.
Yeah, but
what are you doing in this fucking iguana land? What do we need more iguanas for? What's exactly the point? You just want to make different colors. What if they come out green? What if you get normals that cost $20? What are you going to do with it? You're going to breed too many of them. Why? Because you need more money. Cut them.
But that's assuming everyone is like that.
It's a lot of people.
Not everyone.
A lot of people. A
it's
lot
not
of people.
Everyone.
Within that same community, not only invasive, within that same community, we have the poachers that get native animals into the pet trade.
Right.
Step on them. They can't pinpoint and just try and look who it is. Step on everybody at the same time is the
do
only way.
Do you think that
if you go to war with a country, do you just go looking around trying to see who to shoot? Now you get in that bitch. And
do
you
but think
they
that
don't step on
real
everybody.
Quick?
They
real
step
quick.
On reptile.
Do you
keepers.
Do you
a
think,
singular group that is divided and disagrees all the time? We're disagreeing right now.
Do you
now.
Think no. that FWC picked? Do you think that FWC picked Ty to scare other reptile keepers?
Absolutely.
Fear mongering.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
The whole way through
no.
the conspiracy.
That's why it's bullshit. I think you have a small mind to think that way.
I got a small dick too.
Whoa.
Because why like
I'm kidding, it was a joke.
We're gonna pick him just to scare everybody else. No, we're gonna pick him. This motherfucker has too much. And that's people within the industry look over there and they're like,
and you don't think
oh,
there were any
shit.
Other people they could have picked.
No, there's people getting picked all the time. What's that get picked all the time.
Well,
I mean, go ahead. Go ahead.
The only reason, the only reason is able to do it or even.
Damn!
If you want to bleep this shit out, money. It's money. Because there's no way fucking Iguanaland is making nearly as much money as those three companies.
But listen, fuck the reasoning. They don't care about the reasoning, they care about.
Then why not stomp on their necks? Why not? Why aren't they doing it? Why are these places still open doing shit?
Because the law's not strong enough and they get away every single time. They've all been arrested and get away with that shit every single time. So yes, the law should be stronger to step on everybody, including them. Because you can't make a law to pinpoint people. You can make a law like, yo, Ty can't have this many iguanas. Just Ty. No.
Yeah, but
it's just Ty.
Yeah, you know? Like, the law goes for everybody.
Everyone under the name Ty Park cannot have.
Isn't this guy that's running the FWC guy some, like, real estate dude that is...
Barreto? Barreto?
He's right now doing construction Barreto. Over where sea turtles fucking nest their fucking shit.
You see that?
Developing
that's right.
And
that is right. You're right on that. You're right to call that out. Wait, you're but right
it
to call out
it
on
doesn't
that.
Justify exactly. Everything else.
Exactly.
I agree.
That way of arguing is not the way.
But hypocrisy
it's like,
does.
It's like if you're talking in a classroom and a teacher tells you to shut up, it's like, but Tino is talking first.
Right.
They don't give a fuck. You're right. It doesn't matter.
You're right. But
it don't fucking matter, you little bitch.
Hypocrisy matters.
Huh?
You can't be like, this is for the environment when your pockets are filled with money.
Listen, you're right. But the two arguments are very separated.
Yeah.
They're very separated.
Yeah.
You have to have this argument and this argument separated. It's They're like, two different things.
It's like when they were saying, oh, Tegus are doing bad in the environment, and then half the people were like, but what about the cats?
Yes.
Exactly. And it's like both are affecting it. So you're not saying, yo, Tegus are not doing anything, cats are. That's a whole different argument.
Yes.
Because then you're taking the blame out of one thing and putting it in another.
You're right.
Like,
you know what? Reptile keepers should just band together and come for cats.
Come on, cats.
That's not what I said. I did not suggest
it. He said it.
I did not do that.
Hey, yo.
Oh, whoa.
Don't worry about that time, Sam. We can leave it there. What is our time right now?
I'm not saying no names, but somebody just saw a panther, too.
For real?
Huh. Yeah.
It's the same one.
They got a picture. Send him a bitch!
Damn.
Crazy.
What? Somebody he follows found a panther.
Found a panther. And they were down there because I saw them.
Also, maybe they saw it in the same place.
Probably, dude.
Same one.
All right, so on this Team Chandler versus Team Nerd.
Team Nobody, because nobody represents me.
Facts.
All right.
A good
Team Tino.
Oh, I'm gonna toot my own horn, I guess. Someone who cares about the environment understands like what should be done and that more should be done.
Yeah.
Someone who also keeps reptiles and doesn't want to have to relinquish reptiles and doesn't want to have to not be able to get what I want.
Meh.
Someone who understands that
right there, you're being a hypocrite.
There are people that there are governing bodies that should not be overstepping. You know, and honestly, I don't like any governing body stepping and saying what I can and can't do. And then what's the other one? What's the other team?
USARG, FWC, Nerd, Chandler.
Who did I miss?
That's it. So it's just those four.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's just those four.
Yeah, nobody represents the good apples.
I'm not trying to be super lame, but I'm team family. All right? I'm team family because I support my friends and my family, and what they like, I support them. And I'm not going to argue with them. I just want them to be happy. I love you guys.
There we go.
But yeah, whole fucking Chandler and Nerd bullshit. Yo, stop that shit. Get the fuck over it. We're all fucking grown-ass people. Not me. I'm tiny. But most of you guys are grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
And stop fucking this whole bullshit.
No. Keep it moving. That's just entertaining, dude. That's just entertainment, bro. Let it
Yo, but
happen.
Somebody needs to check it. Somebody needs to check it.
Yeah. Check what?
No, we just ended it. We just ended the feud.
We did it?
When this podcast comes out. Yeah, it's over, guys. We finished it. No more hot takes. We don't need any more.
Let it happen.
We've had
dude.
Them all.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Let it fucking happen.
I don't know.
Yo, dude, but this
I think
is the
a more
thing.
Divided
like,
community
I really
just
don't
means
think
that
this is a, this it just thing. Falls apart. I know that they it have called. I know that they have called people out with reason. Mm. When they called Chandler out to be like, this guy doesn't like USARG, I was like, so let him not like USARG. He doesn't like USARG.
Actually, it's a free country. Like they want to
he
argue.
He doesn't like USARG, so don't support him.
Do you,
no. Inga, bro, the what the fuck is that
Do you
that
think
shit?
that affected anything?
No.
It boosts
things.
I don't know,
Well,
dude.
It boosts both of them, of course.
No.
The people that were watching Chandler are like,
you know what,
no.
You know
the people
it
that
is?
Were watching
no.
Chandler are like,
it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
yo,
don't. It's a story versus a video.
Yeah, conspiracy, they were in on it.
No. There's a thing.
They did
it's
it
like,
together.
Oh, don't like Chandler because I don't like Chandler.
Basically.
I don't like that. It's not like, yo, don't like Chandler because he abuses animals and he puts two animals to fight with each other. No, it's not that. It's like, I don't like him, you shouldn't like him, because I do this, and he doesn't. And I'm like, dude, that's not a fucking
high
argument.
High school shit. High school
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Middle
it's like,
school. Let's go lower.
That's like you have your fucking clique of friends like, he doesn't fucking go here, dude.
Would you still –
I didn't, I have a that's question. The thing that I don't like about it.
Would you have a problem if I go ahead and, like, I started making donations to FWC?
Would I have a problem?
Yeah.
Why?
If
– No, but, like, if you're making donations to USARC. FWC
I don't
is like
give a
the
shit.
Opposite.
I have my reasons to give donations to USARG.
Right.
I don't give my money to, like, I don't. give my money to US Arc because I support Nerd. Right. I believe in what they are trying to do. Right. Yes, some of the things that happen I don't like, but I give my money to them because I do support the idea of what they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same reason why I guess I pay taxes, I guess. I guess I support the government.
They take your taxes.
Yeah, there
There's
we go.
No giving.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, I let them have the money.
Yo, can you give us some money? Yeah, here's some
taxes.
Here
you go, bro.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
But how much do you need? There you go.
But yeah, no, I mean, I just, I don't know, dude. And then I can't, I don't watch enough Chandler to be like Team Chandler.
You know,
I just don't like that they went for him for that.
I really liked
That's the shit I didn't
Chandler's
like.
Content for a while. I would say like when I first started getting really, really, really into reptiles, I really started getting into
Chandler's
channel
over Nerds any day.
I don't watch either of them anymore.
Oh, I don't like either of them.
But I understand what they both do. Nerd is just like, here's a snake. His eye is fucked. We don't need a vet. I know what to do. Poke, 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 poke. It's fixed.
Well,
dies a week later.
Since we did Nerd, let's do Chandler. Oh, my venomous snake. He has a poop. Let me clean it real quick. Whoa, spicy meatball. Put it back. All right, guys. That was the video. More than half of his videos is cleaning fucking poop. I'll do you one better. Both of their videos suck. Hold on.
Did their animal get hurt like Nerds? No, he just cleaned some poop and he made it fun. Give it to him. It's entertainment.
To a child. Maybe. Fine. To a four-year-old.
But you literally would watch Nerd poking some shit's eye. Acting like he has all these animals to sell and make money, but he can't take it to the vet. You'd rather watch that?
I will say
that. Oh, we don't need a vet. Vets don't know anything. He's always talking shit like that. You really want to support that out of everything? Oh, really?
I didn't say that.
Make surgeries right on his fucking table.
I didn't say that. I said I don't like either of their content.
Allegedly?
Damn.
No,
I said I don't like either content. Both content is lame.
Comedy.
Both content sucks.
This guy, bro. I got this.
This is the thing. I actually...
Since we're on it, Camp Cannon, where are the turtles? I miss the turtle content.
It's probably garbage. Nobody watches it.
I want the turtle content.
Yo, Eric, talk to him real quick.
Except lames. Except fucking lames.
No, I like the turtles.
No, you did that to my boy.
Now he has alligators. He has caiman. He has cool
shit. Not that they're not cool. Everything's about the crocodilians and the monitors. I'm like, I get it. But turtles...
Here's the thing. I don't really watch much reptile content these days because it's like I'm
except
just
the Reptiles with podcast.
There you go. What a plug. Chuck's like, get the fuck out. Yeah, I really don't unless it's like something that really sticks out. I'm like, maybe.
Dave Kaufman's ball python video.
But that was like one that like I needed for like
no, that ruined.
I just
it
needed
Yoshi.
To fucking
that ruined it for you. That was like, the last video. He's like,
please,
I'm done.
Please say tubs are good. Please.
No. You know what?
Fuck is that they climb.
I honestly think Yoshi would have preferred that. All of a sudden, like, if Dave Kaufman suddenly was like, guys, tubs are bad. I saw all the ball pythons up in trees. I saw them fucking basking out in the open. I saw them fucking inside of people's mouths.
He kind
of
pointed that out.
I wanted one fucking ball python in the tree.
Yeah.
To show people that they might... No.
He just mentioned it. He just talked about it.
I just wanted one. Prop it. Put it on a fucking tree. Show me it on a tree.
What are you talking about? The other day, there was one on a tank climbing. That's enough. I sent you a video.
You're right.
No. We had one here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was periscoping the whole time.
Not even gonna lie. It was like this the whole time.
All the snakes, all the rough green snakes we saw today, all periscoping. Every single one of them.
Good luck keeping one of those things in a tub. A rough green snake? Usually, the recommended is like a fucking raptor breeze. Like one of the screen enclosures. Because those things...
They're beyond what you think. People keep them.
That's so sad.
Yeah, why? People are just insectivores. Oh yeah, they're insectivores.
That's cool.
Yeah,
they eat crickets.
Yeah, I mean,
and worms and fish, whatever.
Yeah, it's the wild. I hate that. What do they eat? Crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of grasshoppers. I'm pretty sure that's probably what they get.
Yeah. Well, fuck, man. I don't know, dude.
What's the reptile content you want to see?
The reptile content I want to see.
The Wild Floridians.
Camp Cannon's turtles.
The Wild Floridians.
Wild Floridians.
Honestly, something different. I'm tired
pythons
of the same shit. You know what? This is the thing. How many times can I watch a new combo of ball pythons?
Never. I've never done that.
Or me. Me. I'm saying me, bro. How many times can I watch that? And yeah, they're always fucking cool, but also like, how many times am I going to watch this shit?
You know, I think there's a difference between two things, and this is what I do with my YouTube shit.
Show me.
When I start, whoa. When I started doing YouTube, I started doing what I call pet shit. I don't like pet shit because it's that. It's repetitive. Yeah. That's why I turned it into, okay, what else do I do with animals that it's not the pet shit?
Yeah.
Because I... Yeah, he's a caiman lizard. Eats this.
Here's my venomous snake. I'm cleaning his poop.
Yeah, but it's too much of that.
Yeah, I don't like the pet shit.
So that's why I turned it into, okay, I like seeing animals in the wild. That will be different every single time. That's not fucking panther. Jesus. I wish I had a video of that. But, like, you know
like
what I mean?
Like NKF herping.
Huh?
Who the fuck is that?
I know.
No, you know who it is. Yeah, yeah, he's like the guy up north or whatever.
Yeah.
He herps. But, well, that's all he does.
He what?
He herps. He has a whole video.
Oh, that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard.
He herps?
No, I heard. Sorry. Bleeped. But that's what I heard. Right, trigger warning. Dude. Fucking.
Jeez. Cancel. No, but yeah, like shit like that. Like that's way beyond, I think, the pet shit. Because it's like.
Yeah,
like,
it's a different
shit
thing.
Shit like that. I don't really like him. But
you know what, though? Reason. His channel, also repetitive.
Because of the way he does
like,
it.
Like, yes, it's a different snake. Fine. But sometimes it's the same snakes because you're in the same state.
I will tell you right now. If he was doing that the way Chandler does content, it would be different. Because you sell your personality while doing the cool shit. And it, then the repetitiveness
I understand
changes.
The personality thing. I think Chandler's too much. I think, yeah. But, like, I see what you're saying. If he made it more interesting, it might be better.
He could. But it's always... Oh, this is whoa! What we got. Yeah.
Cool. Oh,
it's all that. Exactly. Yeah, he could make that way... If he had the personality for it, he could go.
So what kind of content would be out? Like, what would a YouTuber have to do for Chuck to subscribe? For Bye Bye Reptiles to subscribe to their content?
Be exactly. I like that. Like, that mixture. I like storytelling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'm really into. So, if you can storytell, do something cool. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. Now, we're still in the process of learning how to storytell correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then my two other friends are very new to it. So, I have to, like... step back of what I already know, let them fuck up a little bit so that they can learn from it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to do storytelling and do those cool things.
Okay.
Right? So we went out to catch iguanas, for example. I'm putting that video out tomorrow. I could have done way better, but...
It'll be out by the time that you guys fucking listen to this shit, so check out the Wild Floridians on YouTube.
Yes. Thanks.
Gotcha.
And then, so we pretty much... It's interesting because the way I worded it, it's exactly how it happened because I wanted it to happen that way. So it's pretty much like we went out there and then it's like, okay, it's us three. It's our personality. Mm. I'm loud as fuck. I'm extra. I'm giving you that.
Mm.
My other friend, he's very... he's quiet, more chill. And he just... Very chill, very quiet, and then his motherfucker
says the most out of pocket.
Yeah. Just climbs a tree 70 feet up the fucking ground, like it's just like just wild. And then
wild Floridians, full circle.
Oh my fine,
oh
Daddy,
shit.
Chill.
And then my friend Skylar, same thing. She goes like, well, yo, she's right there with him. I'm the out of all three. I'm loud as shit. That's all I got. I'm pussy as fuck. All I got is loud because they do wild shit in comparison to me. So like. We put our personalities, and then in the process, we're catching iguanas. Now, I said, yo, we're going to catch one in the water. Before we did, we're going to catch one climbing a tree, and we're going to catch one on land, just running. Yo, all that shit happened, dude. And I was like, oh, we it. Like, I was like, yeah. It's like, you're getting me yet. Okay, there's an iguana. I run. I literally just slide and grab it. And it's just me yelling, like just cursing at them. Mm. He's like, how did he do that? I don't fucking know. And then they're trying to ask me more things. And I'm like, don't talk to me. Just yelling at them. And that's me. That's what you get from me. And in the process, I did that. Then Daniel goes, there's a spiny tail iguana up a tree. Starts climbing. And he has like a camera on his head. And like.
Spoilers.
Hey, let it be. But I'm saying like.
Oh, no, wait. No, the video will already out.
Yeah. Like you could do. Like things like that. Like tell a story. Give me your personality. The animals are cool, but if you sell me your personality, you can do a fucking video of a house gecko and I might watch it.
Yeah.
If you sell your personality.
Yeah. Steve if you Irwin. Make it funny, yeah, I'll watch
Steve
a house
Irwin.
Gecko video.
Bro, you had to watch that motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck he was doing. Yeah. Whatever the fuck he was doing, you were fucking watching because you loved him.
Yeah.
The animals, amazing. And you would love animals.
I'm sure more people didn't care so much about the animals as they did.
Him.
Steve, yeah.
Sell me your personality and who you really are, and I'm in.
Yeah.
Because anybody can tell.
But that's
that
the
story.
Thing. That is the thing that makes a brand. It's like absolutely. You can be all about your shit, but the people subscribe to you.
Yeah.
They want to know you doing the thing.
Exactly.
It's the personality.
Like
that's
say,
what
oh,
no,
he's just actually, cleaning poop. He's just cleaning poop, this and that. His personality.
It's that's the same way
know,
that
actually,
bands have cult followings. It's like, yeah, I like the music, but dude, I love that dude, the singer.
I was just thinking that I'm not like that. Like, I was like, what reptile content do I like? Yeah, you know what I love recently? Ableism. You know what I really like? I like...
Who's Able?
Who's Able? Is he in the Bible? I'm not racist against Able. No, what
What's
is
happening?
What are you saying? I love DM Exotics, Dan O'Leary's... He's a... How do I describe
him?
He does a couple YouTube videos on colubrids, big colubrids. He does a masterclass.
Big buff guy, is it?
Yeah.
I was gonna say whack until you said buff.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
It's okay. He's in another country. It's fine. You'll be fine.
Whack.
I loved his masterclass videos because yes, it's about care, which I'm kind of like, but it's about his import process, about how he cared for the animals.
Wait a second.
What he tried and different things with specific genus of
snakes.
He's
done ball python stuff.
And was he in California and then he moved?
Yes.
Yes.
And he moved to Indonesia?
Yes. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. So he did those videos and I really liked watching those videos because he talked about specifics. He talked about intricate details about the animal. And in terms of his personality, he's not that funny.
No, but that's part of it.
That's
part of it.
He's very serious.
The things you just
he's
said.
He's very serious matter. About what he does.
It's not about being funny. It's about selling the personality, even if it's that. So you like the things he said and the way he said them. He knew how to tell the...
I guess.
How to tell you, like, the story. The story could be a list of things. It's not an exact story.
Right,
it's not like a beginning.
You were like, you just said, I enjoyed when he said and he explained and he...
But it was about the specific topics. Exactly. Like, I barely watch his other videos.
And that's good. No, that's good. But that's, it's still matter in personality. Like, somebody else could tell you those things in a different way and you'd be like...
Brian Chandler.
That's
too much
saying,
energy.
Where
I'm like,
but that's you,
bro.
But that's you. That's what I'm saying. Sell the personality, even if that counts. You don't have to be extra.
And then the other one I was thinking was what Clint is doing, Clint Layla with Clint's Reptiles about the taxonomic charts about like invertebrate, like spiders, and going through their families and clades and genuses. I'm like, that's awesome. Granted, I hate taxonomy, but it's interesting.
Another,
like, wow,
that's another one. Him, for example, his personality is very similar to my friend Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Very mellow.
I thought your name was Daniel.
Well, we're all Daniel.
Wild Daniels.
Actually, I'm going to show you a picture of my friend Daniel next to Clint. They look exactly the same.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They look very similar. And they talk very mellow, very calm. So imagine that same thing. That's a personality that also sells.
Maybe I just like mild, calm people.
Yeah, I think so. And then that also sells. That's a personality that sells to you.
I see.
Like, my personality might be too much for certain people, and that's normal, and that's okay.
See, and that's something that I have an issue with whenever I'm making the videos that are not, like, the podcast stuff. Is like, I can't get this out when I'm doing a video by myself. I'm like, hey, these are my ball pythons.
But that is you. Yeah. And I think in the podcast, we do yell around, but each personality comes around, too.
Yeah.
I think that there's just, like, a chemistry here that
brings
a certain thing out.
Mm, yeah, but you can still tell, like, the way you are and the way I am. I'm a lot of shit just going off. You don't know fuck.
Oh, okay.
You listen, and then you wait, and then you think about things. Because I watch your bitch ass.
Yeah.
And then you hop in with, like, whatever you have to say. Mm. Like, all those things.
Calculated.
Yeah. So all those things, like, matter as selling a personality. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, Chandler extra. It could be, like, Clint. Like, mm-hmm. Chandler's up here, Clint's up, down here. Mm-hmm. But they still have, like, I want to say power over their listeners. Mm-hmm. Because
domain. They have power over the domain.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because they can do what they do the correct way. They can tell a story and keep you listening.
Yeah, they hit group that needed that specific
exactly.
niche.
Now imagine this. Imagine Chandler acting
sucking
like
dick.
Clint.
Oh.
It won't come across the same. You'll be like, oh, what are you doing? Like,
I guess.
It will be like,
but that's like saying people can't fake shit. People
can't
be
they
a different
can,
person on
it.
The camera.
Yeah,
they
you can read
when
someone's being
way
fake.
Easier. It's Chandler. I'm not saying that next
time. Whoa.
I can't say, listen. I'm not saying, like, Chandler's acting Chandler is Clint. It's like that. Like,
visible.
If Chandler out of nowhere starts acting like Clint, everybody be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
if
like,
Clint starts acting like Chandler, everybody
oh my god.
Yo, turn it down, dude. You know?
But yo, Clint, chill, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like every single person has their space in that, and not everybody's going to like everybody. But that's what 100%. I like about people. And that's why I look at Chandler, and I'm like, all right, I don't watch this shit. And I've met him, and I could be like, oh, you know what? I like the way you are because that's you.
Yeah.
Clint, I've never met him in my life. I've never talked to this man. But I've seen certain things, and I'm like, yo, I understand why people watch this guy.
Mm.
I like him because that's him.
Mm.
There's certain people within the industry, they're not themselves. They hide things, and then they try to point everybody else that are being themselves. I don't like that.
Mm.
where it's like, well, I'm perfect. I'm not good. Shut the fuck up. Show me your flaws. Mm-hmm. If you show your flaws, what do people got on you?
Yeah.
They ain't got shit.
True shit.
Got bit by a crocodile. He poured it out. And then there's like, hey, he got bit by a crocodile. He said it, bitch.
Full circle. Again.
Full circle. We went
back. All right. Back. When are we getting the Wild Floridians on here?
We need to plan that. But since I talk shit on that one podcast, and I'm a little
understood.
I'm a little under heat. Let's hold on
some
that.
Hot water. Right.
We'll link it up with one of your releases in the future.
Do they work with you?
So they work around.
Okay.
They work.
Okay.
Around. They're hanging out.
They live here.
You know how it is.
Yeah. At the other spot.
Yeah, okay.
I think he understood.
Yeah. I want them to understand.
Yeah, okay.
So,
at the end of the nerd video, it had now people might know. Is that true?
What happened? I didn't watch the whole thing. What happened?
Oh, at the end of it, apparently Donnie had heard a rumor that Chandler is no longer allowed at where you work and the other place. Is that true?
This was the Reptiles with Podcast.
That's beyond, but the answer is no.
Okay.
Interesting.
Turn this shit off and I'll tell you.
Wow. All right, tag yourselves. Let's get the fuck out of here. We got shit to talk.
Mad Bio Reptiles and now the Wild Floridians on fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
Dude, wait, hold up. 7,000 views in 2 weeks.
Nice, dude.
That was with shorts. I don't know how the fuck that's happening, but that happened.
Nice, dude. You can find me on Instagram at @constantly_tino. And you can find me at Imperial Reptiles almost every day.
And you could find him doing volunteer work
at the OCIC.
There we go. Exciting stuff. Modern Reptile Shop, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and you can find the Reptiles with Podcast, YouTube, all the streaming platforms, and on TikTok for some clips. Let's get the fuck out of here. Later.